begin this homily today by seeing how well you just listen to the gospel. Okay? Question for you today, fill in the blank. We hear in the gospel of today these words, so they went out by themselves in a boat. All right, so Father Schuster, with all the experience you have hunting and fishing, what is it about a boat? I'm happy to share that with you today, okay? Happy to do that. Easy enough. But let's build up to the boat. Let's build up before we launch our boat. Here's a story for you today. Story about a wealthy man who went on a safari in the jungles of Africa. He hired 6 native men to backpack all the food and supplies they would need. The undergrowth of the jungle was so thick that the natives had to use machetes from sunrise to sunset to clear a pathway. The morning of the fourth day, the 6 natives refused to move. The harder the wealthy man tried to get them to move, the more obstinate they became. The wealthy man finally demanded an explanation, to which the native said, and I quote, "We cannot move another step until our souls catch up with us." That great? We get so busy in life that what happens? We lose our connection with God. Stop. Souls catch up. Let's move ahead. It's a great, great line. It's really the core and the crux of the gospel of today, but let's build up to the gospel of today. I mentioned last week that I preached on something different, and I would come back to the gospel of last week today because we hear really the conclusion today. So let's back up. Last week, we heard in the gospel, Jesus sends out his disciples 2 by 2. Okay, we hear that. And this is what he commands of them. Okay, take nothing with you on the journey, no food, no sack, no money in your belts. You are to go, you are to preach, to drive out demons, and anoint with oil many who are sick. Now, how did they do? That's where we come today. It's a gospel story of today. They come back, they share their experience, and they're excited by what they were able to do. It makes some sense. Okay? It makes some sense. Okay? Let's just pretend we pick out one of you. Chuck, let's just pretend I give you the command this week. Chuck, I want you to go now this week, and I want you to expel demons. Now, you may say, whoa, this is a little bit above my pay grade, but I say, go, Chuck. I give you the power, and you go. And what happens? All of a sudden, you come upon a man who's been possessed, okay, by a demon that no one can thrust out. He spent all his money, tried all kinds of tricks, magic, all of it, nothing. Chuck, you come along, and you simply say this, in the name of Jesus Christ, I say, come out. The demon comes out. Wow. Guess what happens to Chuck? All of a sudden, more people come with demons. Chuck heals, expels. Not only that, but they say, if he has this kind of power with this name of Jesus, they bring along those who are sick, and you're able to heal. And after a week, you come back next week at Mass today, Chuck, and what do you want to say? Here is my story. I can't blame you. And yet, Jesus looks into the eyes as he shares the story. And what does he see? They are what? They're tired. They're tired. Okay? One of the great things about Mass, I get to walk all over. Some of you I see yawning. Some of you I see sleeping. Good for you. Isn't that what the Sabbath is about? To take a little day. Just glad you're here. Get it. But God gave us a commandment. Isn't that amazing how well God knows us? You can see in their eyes, they're tired. And he gave us a commandment to deal with this issue of allowing our souls to catch up to us. It's the fourth commandment, which is what? Keep what? Holy the Sabbath day. Avoid unnecessary work. Worship God. I'll never forget one time. Great story for you. I preached on the Sabbath one Sunday. And I said, this is really what it means. It means far more than coming and worshiping God. It means we take time, we pray. Spend time with family. Take time, relax. Do no unnecessary work. Stay away from that. I had a man come up to me after the Mass, and the man came up to me and he said these words, and I quote, "Father, you must not like to work." In one ear, out the other. He wanted nothing of what I had to say. And yet, God says something different. These are the words of Jesus. Listen carefully from the gospel. Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and what?
Rest.
God says rest. And what does he use to get to that deserted place? He uses a boat. Now, why a boat? Three things I want to talk about today with a boat. Here's number one. When you're in a boat, there's something relaxing about water. Now, you know, I have to be clear. Some of you are petrified of water. Okay, I understand that. But for me, all the time I've been on water, there's something about it. Remember, at this stage in my life, I've harvested enough stuff in a boat. I've caught every species of fish except one, still after it, a steelhead, still working on that. No steelhead in this area though. So I have to travel here a little bit. But what does it mean now when I get in a boat? Is it about what I get? No. Now when I'm in a boat, I'm not out there trying to get nothing either. You know, but if I don't get something, it's okay. It's a time to rest. It's a time to relax. We learn from the Master. Remember Jesus? Remember that time where all of a sudden we hear about this boat? It's rocking. They're in a great storm. The disciples become afraid. Jesus is up front lying on a cushion. And what is he doing? Resting. Jesus did it. I do it too. Here's number two. One of the things about a boat is you can stay away from the crowd. That is today's gospel. They get in the boat, and we're going to come back to another point about this here in a moment, point three. And they get in a boat. Why? To get away from the crowd. Now, we realize when they hit the shore, there's work to be done, but that's up to the captain when you hit the shore. Okay? In the meantime, when you're in a boat, avoid the crowds. Okay? That's my experience. I haven't named my boat yet. But if I did, I might say something like this. Ready? Out of my way. Or if you can read this, you're too close. Okay? When I'm on the water, I want to avoid crowds. Okay? And in a boat, I can. I can go to another spot. I can put it on the trailer. And I can go to another lake. You have that control in a boat. Here's the third thing, though. In a boat, I can choose who I want in the boat. Not everybody went in the boat of today. Did you hear that? Jesus took his disciples. I'm going to share a story with you one time. Guy invited me into his boat, and I thought, what's it going to hurt? He was going to show me some structure on the lake with some waypoints and, you know, different things like that. So I went along with him. It was the longest 2 hours of my life. Okay, he got in the boat, talk, talk, talk. Every person he'd say, hi, how you doing? You catching any fish? What are you using? This is embarrassing. He even tried telling me how to fish. Okay, he said, now when we go over this rock point from deep water, there's rocks here. What you got to do, you got to let out a lot of line. A lot of line. Okay, that's the way you catch fish here. I knew better than that. Trying to go over rocks, brothers and sisters, you got to keep it vertical, otherwise you'll snag in the rocks. So we went over the rock, we were fishing, and I made it over fine. He was way out. Guess what he did? Nagged. Well, guess who caught the fish that day? Guess. Okay? Now, I'll be honest with you. If I could have walked or ran on water, I would have got out of there as quick as I could. I would have. Okay? I would have. All right? But again, it's the beauty of a boat. You can allow who you want in the boat. Who did Jesus take? The crowd? No. Who did he take? The disciples. The disciples. Now we can't forget about the end of the gospel. Okay? They're in the boat. Comes a time when there's time to hit shore. And we realize there's work to be done. This is what we hear at the end of the gospel. There was a vast crowd. They were in need of a shepherd, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus began to teach them many things. Okay? Brothers and sisters, that's what we learn about life in this world. There's always work to be done. But don't forget this simple fact. There's also a time in which you got to kick up your feet. Okay? Got it? Kick up your feet. The idea of a Sabbath, God gave us a command. God lived it. In which we got to rest. We got to relax. We got to pray. And we got to be before God. Okay? Gave us a command. And God rested too. Okay? You got it? You got it? All right? So let's remember that, brothers and sisters. And God's blessings to you. And may the Lord sustain us now and until eternal life. Amen. Let's close with our sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.